Okay, so for today's limud and Mishtabura Yoimi, we have a very practical and important halacha called Avshamilsa. What does that mean, Avshamilsa? So basically what we learn in Sinneration and Beis is as follows. You're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos, that we all know. However, if you set into effect a system before Shabbos starts, and the malacha that started before Shabbos is going to continue to operate on Shabbos itself, it's mutter, because you didn't participate in the malacha on Shabbos. You set the system in motion before Shabbos, and it's going to continue on Shabbos, and it's mutter, because you're allowed to have your possessions and your kalim do malacha on your behalf. You're just not allowed to do malacha yourself. And since your input and your participation happened before Shabbos, it's mutter, even though it continues to operate on Shabbos. That's the halacha. But there's an exception to the rule, and that's the exception called Av Shamilsa, which means that if the thing that's operating on Shabbos and doing malacha on your behalf is something that makes noise and makes a commotion, it's going to be a problem of Av Shamilsa. Why? So the main reason seems to be because of Maris Ayin. It looks like to the onlooker that you actually activated it on Shabbos. So even though you really activated it before Shabbos, it's mutter to do it before Shabbos, unless it's Av Shamilsa. If it's something that makes noise and it makes a commotion, so there's a midrabanan, there's a Maris Ayin type prohibition that forbids this to be done on Shabbos. That's the prohibition called Av Shamilsa, which is an Isser Derabanan. It's a rabbinic problem based on a concern of Maris Ayin. And therefore, the Rambam says that if it's the type of thing that everyone knows when they hear this noise, that it was set into motion before Shabbos, then there's no problem with Maris Ayin, because no onlooker will think, oh, you activated on Shabbos. No, the derech of this type of thing is to be done and to be prepared before Shabbos. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem of Av Shamilsa if it's something that everyone knows was set before Shabbos to go into effect. But Ramesha Feinstein has a very interesting chumrah. Ramesha holds that when it comes to, let's say, an alarm clock that's going to ring on Shabbos, that should be a problem of Av Shamilsa if it's a noisy type of alarm clock. Now, what's considered noisy? Ramesha has a very interesting hardline stance over here. Ramesha holds that if the alarm clock could be heard outside your room, that's already too loud, and it's a problem of Av Shamilsa. Now, according to Ramesha, it's a problem in many cases to have alarm clocks on Shabbos. Now, the Rambam says that maybe Makom Hefsid or Makom Tzairich Mitzvah, which is the case if a person needs it to get up for davening, there could be a leniency there. But conceptually, alarm clocks, Rav Moshe holds, would be part of the category of Av Shamilsa. Why? Because it makes noise. You're going to tell me that everyone knows that it's set in advance of Shabbos. So why is there a Maris Ayin issue? Rav Moshe says, no. Many people, they set the alarm for the next morning before they go to sleep. So therefore, there is a Maris Ayin that people will think that if they hear the alarm clock go off on Shabbos morning, that it was set Friday night before the guy went to sleep, which is Shabbos and prohibited. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, there is potentially a concern of Av Shamilsa when it comes to alarm clocks. Again, since the whole thing is only a Maris Ayin and it's only a Lechatchilo, so B'makom Hefsed or B'makom Mitzvah, there would be grounds for leniency. But conceptually, Rav Moshe holds that it would be a problem. However, the minig is to be makel for various reasons. Number one, others disagree with Rav Moshe's definition of noisy, and some say that it's only considered noisy for Av Shamilsa purposes if the noise is so loud that it's actually heard outside. It's heard on the streets. It's heard outside, and it's not usser if it's loud enough that could be heard outside the room that it's ringing in. So that's number one, that it could be a regular, typical alarm clock isn't noisy enough to constitute Av Shamilsa. That's A. B, Rav Belsky, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, it's brought in Shulchan Alevi, Chelek Aleph, page 98-99. Rav Belsky holds that even Rav Moshe would agree that it's permitted today. He says that today's clocks are many times set well in advance, not just from the previous night. And therefore, there really is no Maris Ayin issue today, because there's no reason to be concerned that if a guy hears an alarm going off on Shabbos, oh, it must have been set on Shabbos on Friday night before the guy went to bed. No. The typical way a person sets up his alarm system is in advance and well in advance. And therefore, even Rav Moshe would permit alarm clocks to be set before Shabbos to go on during Shabbos. That was the opinion of Brubelsky. So bottom line, there is a chumrah that perhaps should emanate from the tshuva of Rav Moshe about alarm clocks and Av Shamilsa, but halacha l'maisa, a person could be mekel for the various reasons we mentioned above.